You better watch out. You better watch out.
Okay, stop.
We are back, and it is Studio 76 The Post Show. I am your secondary host, Collins.
Who's the first host?
Well, it's because I'm the host, and then I am the host secondarily to this.
Okay.
This is the second show.
Secondary host. You've been hosting this podcast forever.
I thought you were saying the second host.
There's a word. There's a better word for it, but I don't know what that is.
Host.
Dual Mary Hostmas.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go home.
Yeah? Well, you can't.
I like how that's like the opening line of the podcast. I want to go home.
So we are. I know that we have some conflicting opinions about how that podcast, that
yes, we do.
Live show went.
Yes, that's
and
true.
I'm sorry that I don't know how to TD, okay? I tried my bestest. And
to be honest, it wasn't a TD.
What was it then?
It was the directing choices.
Airing grievances, boys and girls.
What directing choices?
Nothing against Cam.
Okay, for the record,
we love everybody. We do. I love them all. But the way it was shot, it was just like jumped from one camera to the next. And it went from like just this wide shot to this stupid close shot of Colin's face for like just a second.
Oh, see, I
jumped back. And it was just so
I thought it was
awful.
I thought that was funny.
It's funny if we're doing it, but like if you watch it as like an audience, you're just like, what are they doing?
No, so see, I disagree.
The dissenting opinion that you're hearing is coming from Cameron Jackson.
Yes, C2. It's coming from Cameron.
But
we also have Doug.
Send all your complaints to me.
So Doug disagrees. I like for a live show and stuff like that. I like that kind of. That kind of editing and stuff, I think makes it really funny.
Uh-huh.
And you look like you're about to throw something at me, so I'm going to have to ask
you
to put
that down.
No, I'm sorry.
I just messed this.
I'm like, all right.
What does our fourth and final member of the post show, Cody, think? How does he think it went?
I think it went really good. It was probably one of the most creative shows that we've had.
It definitely
That's
was the
one way
of
putting
yeah.
it, for sure.
The only thing that I would suggest to make it better, and you know, B was echoing this up in the control room, is that when we were doing those shots, like the zooms and things at the end, for a story time, that we do dissolves instead of just cutting straight to the zooms. So
dissolves would have been good.
That makes sense.
Very Christmassy. Collins, I think that it went pretty. I think it went pretty great. I definitely had to adapt.
Yeah, that
real
was
real quick.
That was the most like
because
I was when we
I was prepared to do like a sort of tongue in cheek wholesome Christmas special, but the moment the spirit of Christmas flashlight was going to be appearing on screen like a few minutes before we went live, I realized, okay, we're doing weird with this.
Yep.
So like with the weird camera transitions and me not knowing exactly when the camera was switching, thanks to Doug, the TD.
Dude, I tried, man.
And I guess the floor director as well. I just decided like I'm gonna do that sort of that type of like stuttering improv.
I think
it worked out. It was
yeah, you did a great job.
And we
thought we
came up with all the stupid transition jokes.
Yeah.
Which I think blessing in disguise. I think that's something that we need to keep doing.
Absolutely.
Instead of just
agreed.
Hi, welcome back. I'm your host. Here's introducing the next segment. Like, no, having a joke every single time was so much fun. Like,
I like how the
like, give me those bowling pins.
The battery just fell. But so my favorite part. Was
someone chucked something at my head during one of them?
Well, so the favorite thing I did, because I was on camera at the end, so I only TD'd for the first little bit. It didn't even make it into the final product. At one point, I rubbed my nose like I was picking it, and then I looked down at it and then rubbed it on my pants.
We only saw the back of your head.
I know, I wanted that to be in there so bad though. It was so funny.
Although also Kai was like significantly shorter than you were, so you saw your head and then just like this tiny little bit of her head.
Nice.
He was like, oh
but
no,
she
had that hat.
You know,
on
we just saw the short elf. That's it.
Yeah, like the.
Oh wait, Elf on a Shelf.
Elf on a Shelf is a joke.
I know.
If your kids need Elf on a Shelf to be good, you gotta train your kids better.
Hey, Kenny, if I get an Elf on a Shelf, this going in the blender.
I have a big issue with Elf on a Shelf because
so you remind me of Dr. Seuss.
It's a different issue.
Gosh.
As a kid,
If
I was a kid, Elf on the Shelf would totally break my Christmas immersion because it's a product.
Yeah, that they bought.
And it's based on a book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. The product is based on a book, which means that they're not real because it's based on a book. Like,
yeah, but
Santa, you can believe is real.
Because you never see him.
Because you never see him, but like, hey, this is the Elf on the Shelf based on the book, which like, so.
The kids are dumb.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
Well,
kids
I mean, as
stupid.
A kid, I had that issue with Rudolph because I, exactly, because I knew that that song came from a, no, I knew that that song came from a,
that's open domain, or,
that's public domain, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But as a kid, I knew that that song came from a jingle from, like, some grocery store, and that's how it gained popularity.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I knew that as a kid, so I knew Rudolph? I knew Rudolph isn't real.
Dang.
I was like, okay, Rudolph's not real. I know that because it was written as a jingle for a grocery store.
My name's Carl.
But everything else is real.
Good.
Then why are we perpetuating Rudolph? Because I know Great Santa is real, but Rudolph's not real. So why are we talking about Rudolph? But if he's not real, what else isn't real?
My name's Carl.
And I would have that issue with
good.
Elf on the Shelf if I was a kid.
Yeah, I think what I would do is I would just hide the Elf on the Shelf from my parents so they couldn't hide him. That's what I would do. Let's be real.
It's just, you know, getting ready for Big Brother and all that.
Yeah, pretty much. Just getting used to being watched as children.
Yeah. So, let's...
No, that live show was fun, though.
Live show was fun. Let's go behind the scenes into
the
first segment, which is the prank video. Who here was involved in that? Yeah.
None of us.
None of us were involved in that video.
None of us were.
And
it was very... It was a very...
risky?
Improvised... I guess
it was like a last
the
second.
Show.
It was the last second shooting, wasn't it?
Yeah, they just went
I
out
think
there.
It was funny though.
One
oh, it was
day.
Great. It was really funny.
Yeah, they just went out there one day. And was like, okay, let's just throw some snowballs around and do some stuff. Then they planned
it worked.
All like on set. So
that's okay. Though.
Anybody who wasn't on camera has no idea what happened or like any of the behind the scenes.
Like every week, I'm always like, how did they not get in trouble for that? And this week,
yeah.
I was like, how did they not get in trouble for that?
I don't know. I still think the symbol one was...
The symbol one is probably the most dangerous.
More, yeah.
But also,
especially when there
like
were cops
the most,
in the other room. That scared me so much.
It was also the most clean, though, because you were just kind of dropping it and falling.
But it makes a loud sound, a loud, sudden sound in a college building.
I don't know. It seems like it's the most easily, like, explained away. Like, ooh,
yeah,
I tripped.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
the
I mean?
Snowball one is very egregious. Like, throwing it at a building, almost hitting people with it.
So
yeah, exactly.
Funny.
The one in the Lynn Lecture Hall.
Yeah.
With the gravity well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. The gravity well.
I don't know how
I
they
see,
could get
I
in trouble
catch
with
that part.
Yeah, they threw it into the gravity well, and it made such a loud noise.
That's awesome.
There's a bunch of people standing around it. Like,
that is so funny.
Yes.
But yeah, that one.
That one was pretty good.
That one was really
good.
Fun.
Yeah.
Then we had
actually
the trash
wrong
can
video
shot.
Got uploaded. Did
yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, it was the wrong video.
Really?
Yeah. The audio wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Gosh.
Yeah. So that was the wrong video, which.
That's good.
I thought that was funny. What was the second segment? I
second
forgot.
Segment was
the
DIY.
The DIY.
The craft
DIY?
Time with
mm-hmm.
Thomas and Hope.
Yeah. They got. I guess they got.
I didn't watch that one, but I was in the room when it was being filmed. I hate you, Doug.
I love you, Collins.
Thank you.
I think that was the one where Hope was having such a hard time with that camera, and she like came up there and bugged me like several times. She was like, "How do I get this camera working?"
What camera? Was she just using X70?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had set it to. I think she was using the one that we were using for the podcast.
Oh,
so it was
set to like 4K and
yeah,
just
so
mess.
I remember.
I
helped
work.
Him out with that as well.
That's funny.
But yeah, I was setting up for something else that day because they were shooting on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and I.
So you
I
were
was,
setting up for D&D.
I was setting
Let's
up for
clear.
D&D. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
don't try to make it cooler than
I was sitting there. None of my players had shown up yet, and they were filming this thing and just having a hard time with it. So I sat down, to serve as a sort of eye line for them. And I don't know, give them, make it less awkward for them.
Yeah.
interacting with a camera is difficult.
It's hard.
Like,
I'm,
for me,
yeah, it's tough.
I need to have the teleprompter on, even if there's nothing really important written on it.
Dude, you can talk to a brick wall.
Thank you. But I can't talk to a camera. Like, talking just to a camera is, it's intimidating.
It's
but, like,
hard.
When the teleprompter's on, it's totally fine.
It's because it's hiding the lens.
Yeah, the lens is the problem.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. So I sat down Did just some prep and stuff while I was waiting, and
gotcha.
They were just looking at me instead of looking at the camera. So
that's funny. What was up with those markers they got? They were like crayons or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Like they weren't even markers.
Oh yeah.
Which, how do you mess that up?
Well, they probably just saw them. They're like, because they look like markers.
And so yeah, they and they were cheap. Yeah, like and they were probably cheap.
And then they realized, oh, this wasn't what we thought they were.
Whoops. That's funny. Did you hear? So Hope and Thomas were talking to B. I don't know if this is going to be in here or not. They're like talking about twigs. And I go, oh, you guys are going to twigs? And Hope doesn't know, like, oh, yeah, or yeah, we're going. It was, you can't, you're not invited. I'm like, geez, I wasn't planning.
Twigs?
It's a restaurant down in Station Park. Oh. I was like, okay. Jeez. But like, I was just commenting, hey, I know where Twigs is. Like,
that's funny.
All right.
You're not invited.
Huh?
You're not invited.
I know I'm not invited.
There was a, that brings me, if I cut that out, I'll cut this out as well.
Okay.
There was a, when we were, I was doing some fun Black Friday shopping with my sister on Black Friday.
So no, weren't. You were watching Titans.
I was watching Titans in the car. But we did some actual shopping, so we had an excuse, and we were in Target.
Shoppings for a second.
No, we did some actual, we were in Target. And as we were coming in, I overheard a bit of a conversation between a mother and a daughter.
Oh, no.
And it was the weirdest thing. And I had to turn to her and be like, did I hear what I just heard? And she was like, yeah.
How old was this daughter?
She was like a kid.
Can we guess what the conversation was about?
Sure, yeah. I guess the conversation was
about. Are you going to edit this out or no?
No, I'm not going to edit it out. That's pretty funny.
I'm not guessing. Yeah, don't guess.
Yeah. Mejor que no.
Okay. So, I don't know what the daughter had said. But she was like a little kid,
yeah.
And I'm sort of a middle-aged mom, and she's like, I guess the daughter might have asked like why there was a Starbucks in the Target or something like that.
Not the direction I was going.
Hmm.
And the mom was like, well, you see, it's because Starbucks is a more national chain, and there's a lot of different locations, while Hooters is a more local thing.
What?
Whoa!
So, like,
pretty sure that's inaccurate.
I confirmed it with my sister who was there. Those were the words that were said.
What the woman said was inaccurate.
Yeah. Because I was like, first of all, that's also a national chain.
Yeah.
Second of all,
that's a
why would there be one in a Target?
Why does this Hooters kid know about that?
Yeah, because like, well,
oh my gosh,
because obviously the conversation had something to do with why is there a Starbucks here and not a Hooters.
Well, it may have been.
Also, the little kid.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's weird.
Jeez.
That's freaking funny, though. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Maybe the mom works there.
I was like, come on.
He was like, I don't have any Black Friday stories in the
mess. That's like the most innocent thing I can think of like why they were talking about Hooters.
No.
Innocent.
Why the daughter would know about it.
They drove past on the way there, and the kid's just learning how to read, so the kid goes, hey, that says Hooters.
Yeah, but how many Hooters have you seen in Utah?
There's one down in Taylorsville.
There is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in Riverdale, so.
There might be one in Riverdale, too. I think there is one in Riverdale.
A Hooters?
Not that I know.
Google.
This has all been cut, right?
This will be in my search history, boys and girls.
That's fine. It's a restaurant.
Yeah. So?
I go there for the wings. I've actually never been.
Never been. But did you know? Have you been listening to Face Jam?
No, I haven't. I want.
Yeah, I listened to the episode where they talked about the 25-cent wings at Applebee's, and I want to go now.
Yeah.
25.
Why does it keep saying Hoovers? Wings.
Okay, so what was after the craft video? I don't know how we ended up here.
It was the. What was it?
It has a 2.7.
Oh, that was the Secret Santa video.
Yeah. There's one in Midvale, dude.
Now, I don't know how many of you guys were there.
I was there for that.
It's just, gosh dang it.
I feel bad because I didn't get a good present.
It was just me and Cody that were up in the...
Yeah.
Cody wasn't there.
I can't think of anything.
No, because I got...
You mean Logan?
Yeah, the present I got for Logan, I'm not happy with.
I heard Cody.
No. I should have gotten a better present.
You guys weren't there up in the booth, but... The audio for that was...
We were watching it.
Yeah, we were watching it down.
We were watching it live on Kiefer's phone.
Oh, okay.
It was cutting in and out, yeah. It was weird.
Well, it was very...
What was it?
It was one video of, like, the wide shot of you guys opening the presents was really loud, and then all of the interviews were, like, really, really quiet.
Yeah, because he said that... So whoever... And then, Tyler said he didn't do the levels on it.
Yeah.
You didn't normally.
Yeah, we were like,
everyone at home,
no.
Normalize your audio. It's super easy. You select the whole. You select the whole thing. You go into on a W Audition. You go to edit,
but
amplitude and compression. Normalize.
He
set it to -8 decibels.
He wasn't editing in Audition though. He was editing in Premiere.
Yeah, nobody edits in Audition
except you.
Then you edit it.
You don't even edit in Audition.
No, what you do?
You edit in Pro Tools.
Yeah.
I don't edit in Pro Tools if I can avoid it. So in that case, what you do is you finish editing the video.
And then you
export it as an MP3, then edit it in Adobe Audition, then
adds,
put it back in.
That adds so many more.
There's actually an easier way.
MP3.
Oh, yeah, you edit in Adobe Audition, but then you have to render and replace, and it's annoying.
Oh,
I just bring everything down to where it's comfortable, and I watch levels.
Hey,
that's how I do it.
No, you normalize it.
MP3.
Lossy.
Lawsuit?
Lossy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you export it as a wave.
That's better.
Why are we fighting about this?
But when you upload it to anchor.fm, you got to do it as an MP3 because .waves are way too big.
You're dang right.
Maybe that's why it wouldn't. That's why my file size was too big.
Yeah, because I exported the...
Boy, this podcast is all over the place.
It's good.
Yeah, this is an off-topic right
this
here.
This is a behind-the-scenes look at what we do here. This is the post show.
Just talk about
everything. I had two different exports of the most recent episode of Worst Dreams Come True. One was a .wave, one was a .mp3, and one was 200-something megabytes.
200
megs? Yeah, 12 megabytes. Yeah, and then the... No, 200. Or what,
yeah, because that's where mine was.
And then the MP3 was like 4.
That's so weird.
So
okay,
it's a difference of hundreds of megabytes.
But no,
yeah,
that really answers that question.
It sounds
though.
The same though. I don't know what the difference. I don't know.
Just
compression. So what was next? We did the Secret
well,
Santa.
Well,
story time.
Was your story time. Yeah,
yeah,
story time. Was
story
the,
time.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Which I was actually pretty excited to get to run downstairs and not have to be TD anymore.
Yeah.
Like TDing's fun and all. I had taken the live event production class with B.
Multicam.
A year ago?
I don't think you did.
I wish
that's
I had.
That's multicam.
I wish
I
had taken that with B.
I think I did once.
I really wish
okay.
I had.
Yeah. Dude, it was fun with B. It was a blast with B. Except we got in trouble.
I heard.
Me and Anson did.
I heard about that.
Yes, you did. I think everyone did. But we fixed it. We changed it and made it better.
Wait, did B tell that story? Oh, no, you don't have B, do you?
No, I don't. I am.
She got kicked out of all of her classes that she usually teaches.
Why?
Because
she has
like
to take over all the
head.
More important classes or whatever.
Oh.
She took over for...
So she got promoted.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which, honestly, for like the amount of work that she puts in, she deserves it, I think.
I hope she got like a pay raise with that promotion.
I think she deserves
so.
It.
I would.
And I hope she's listening to us and knows
B,
what
we
we're
love
talking
you.
To. We love you, B. Join us on one
I
of these
I know you get
shows.
Frustrated with us, but we really do love you and care about you.
Okay, you get frustrated with
me?
These people, not me.
She gets the most frustrated with you.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
I've done nothing.
I know that she gets frustrated with me.
If it weren't, it would be with
Collins. Or Cody.
Me.
She gets really ticked off with Cody all the time.
Yeah. It's because Cody keeps just swearing and stuff.
And moving things.
Hitting
without
people.
Telling people. Yeet. Oh, dang it. Where'd it go?
Okay, who chucked... There is some object that was chucked at my head during one of the...
It was an eraser.
An eraser?
Andrew was talking about it.
Andrew
yeah.
threw an eraser at my
yeah.
head?
Yeah.
Andrew was on one tonight.
Yeah, he was. Andrew, Tyler, and Kiefer were...
That was where a lot of the... like. The,
I think
the...
they're slap happy from doing their comm law paper and test because their
ooh.
Paper was due yesterday by midnight. And as far as I know, Kiefer was the only one... Kiefer and Tyler both had started it, but they hadn't really sat down in earnest doing it.
Uh-huh.
Mine was done. I finished mine last Saturday.
Nice.
I sat down. It took me 5 hours to do. It was miserable.
And I had the bowling pin thing. Everything we came up with last minute. Like the bowling pins.
Pretty much.
You better watch out.
Mm-hmm.
The,
the
what
little
else did we do? The
light thing that
the,
was...
The Spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
That
me getting
you better
electric,
watch out.
Me getting electrocuted.
Kind of creepy.
Me getting electrocuted by my sweater.
Oh, you got... I didn't catch the electrocution part.
Nobody did.
I just saw you.
Yes, because you couldn't see it, and they weren't zoomed in on it
mm-hmm.
like they said they would be. And
the well, that was also me trying to figure out what the heck I was doing.
Anyway, the after
because you want to do a whole bunch of crazy stuff with someone who wasn't super, you know, advanced in...
Someone who sucks. You can stuff. Say that I suck at it. It's okay.
Well, you had just learned. So yeah. Like, you suck at it. It was just like...
I didn't know what I was doing.
Exactly.
That's yeah. the one thing that, like, from multicam that I think was a little weird about that class is that I didn't TD once in that class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to...
You don't TD unless you really, like...
I was on camera for every single thing because nobody else wanted to be on camera.
I was on camera for most of ours, too.
Yeah.
Ours was so funny, though, and I ended up being the H2Go, like, spokesman. That was awesome.
Oh, man.
That was good. It was so... Yeah, the book went well. I knew the book well enough, and I knew how to read books to children.
You did not know how to read that book to me. I had to show you. Remember, I told you how to show.
Yeah, I was doing it wrong.
Yes, you were.
You told me I'm doing it right.
But the other good was is you added a word. You added a word to the book.
When did I? What word did I? I said very twice.
Yeah, you added.
Yeah, well, you do that when you're reading the.
No, you freaking don't.
Yes, you do.
That was Kiefer.
I have experience reading to children. You elaborate the book. You make it seem more interesting.
Yeah, the second one I dropped like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can do this again.
Hey, I have to edit this. You knock that off.
All right. Well, I think.
Is that it? Yeah, that was it.
That was accidental.
That would sound so much better.
That was accidental. I promise. I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, I think we...
That is the last Studio 76 The Post show for this semester. Maybe next semester we'll film it. Or we'll just use these mics, because we never seem to have more than four people anyway.
Dude, if we film it, I say we just film it in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a proposition, was to just keep the cameras running, but, like, cut the stream and then start a second stream. With just like one camera or something.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, cool. And then people will be cleaning up in the background, and then we can just set up a table and then talk around it.
I think personally...
I like that a lot.
The live show should become the Wildcast. They should be one and the same.
That is a hot take that I'm not sure most people
agree with. I think that would be really cool.
I think I'd be out of a job.
To do it, but to do it more like the Rooster Teeth podcast does theirs.
Like, the live show should be more of a discussion?
Yeah, like a discussion, have a good time, and then if there's a clip, we can go to the clip.
I do think... Originally, like, most of it was going to be live.
Yeah.
And I think that it could be more of a live show, because, I mean, the first episode of The Post Show is the not live live show.
Yeah.
No, that's the second episode. The first one was the suit jacket conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
I should have called it, like, suit gate or something.
Suit gate.
But I think
jacket gate,
sport coat gate.
It was a sport coat kind of.
Sport gate.
It could be more live. It definitely will be different when we come back from the winter break.
Live gate.
Hashtag live gate.
Okay, live gate. No, most of it's not live.
Yeah.
But I do think that I think making it more comedic and me not taking my job as seriously definitely works better.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is a hot take, for sure.
Making it more like a live podcast, or like a talk show, possibly.
But that's just my opinion, and generally speaking, my opinion is not great.
Let's go
true.
Home.
Yeah, let's get out
well,
of here.
On that
depressing
disappointment.
Energy note.
Doug's
in pain.
I kicked the table. I'm sorry for how much I've been kicking the table during the post show.
I don't have to edit it.
I do.
That probably sounds terrible with the mic on the table.
It always takes me.
See, that probably sounds terrible with the mic on the table.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Yeah, like for perspective, the last episode of the live show, I had... the last episode of the post show, I had to go live this morning.
Uh-huh.
So who knows when this one's coming.
Guys...
Anyway, join us next time for Studio 76 Live, whatever form that may take, and whatever form the post show will take. And stay tuned to all our other shows.
I'm waiting for the Zoom. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Goodbye.
Who wants to